Statesboro firefighters and community members came together on Tuesday morning, May 9, 2023, to push in the department's two new fire engines. This is a new tradition for the Statesboro Fire Department, but it dates back to the days of horse-drawn fire engines. When the horses were unhitched, firefighters would push the engine back into the station. This tradition symbolized the end of a successful call and the safe return of the firefighters. Statesboro Fire Chief Tim Grams explained in his remarks, as they pushed in these new fire engines, this symbolizes a new beginning for the Statesboro Fire Department. These engines represent the latest in firefighting technology and will allow the department to continue to provide the highest level of service to our community. Watch Chief Grams' remarks below. Today is a special day as we gather to celebrate the arrival of Statesboro Fire Department's two new fire engines, said Chief Grams. I would like to acknowledge and thank all of our staff who have worked tirelessly to make this day possible, from those that served on the committee that designed and worked with the manufacturer during the building of these two fire engines, those who helped in preparing them to be put into service by mounting equipment, training and all the other necessary tasks to ready the engines for service. It is because of your hard work that we are able to carry out our mission, which is to save life and property. The department's two new 2023 Pearson Forcer engines can pump over 1,500 gallons of water per minute, carry 1,000 gallons of water, feature new lighting equipment, and offer advanced safety features to further protect firefighters while they serve. They were ordered nearly 2 years ago and were purchased with SPLOST funds at a cost of $1.3 million. Watch the pushing in below. This is a testament to our commitment to always be prepared and always ready to respond when called upon, said Tim Grams, Statesboro Fire Chief. We are a strong department, with a proud history. These new fire engines will help us continue to build on that tradition of excellence. The two new fire engines are now in service and will be the first out engines. The oldest living retired SFD firefighter, retired Captain Foy Olaf, who is 95, attended the ceremony today.